Zog the Gemara daf kuf nun beis omer aleph, the second line from the top. The Gemara continues the psukim in Kehelas. Steht in posuk, b'yoyim shiyazu shomer habayis vis afsu. The day that will tremble the shomer habayis vis afsu. They'll bend down. What does that mean? Zog the Gemara, b'yoyim shiyazu shomer habayis elak solim. That's referring to the solim and its slois, the ribs and the thighs and the flanken. Zog the Rashi, its slois. So this is referring to the flanken and the tzlois of a person, that those will become weaker. They'll tremble when a person turns older. That's referring to the legs of a person. You're leaning on your legs, they're holding up your body. And when a person gets older, he bends over. Ubatlu ha-techanois, and the techanois, the grinders, will be in his battle. That's referring to the teeth. Elu shinayim. The teeth grind a person's food. V'choshko ha-ra'ois, ba-rubois, elu enayim. That a person's eyesight will be diminished when he gets older. Zog di gemara, omalei kesel, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, my time in la'asel be'avidan, why don't you come and show up by be'avidan? It's the place where they used to debate tzlukim and baitusim with the Chachmi Yisrael. Zog the Mora Omalei. So Rabbi Shua said to the Kesel, Tu Tlag, meaning the mountain, the Tur is Tlag, is Sheleg, is full of snow, meaning I'm turning white, I'm white already, so I'm older, I can't debate. Sachuni Glidin, meaning Sachuni Glidin. Zog the Rashi, Svi Voisov Shalham, Olu Kerach, Kloima, Svomi Vizikni Ilbinu. Meaning my mustache, my beard, everything is white. It's all already of age. I'm of age. I can't come debate. Kalboy loy nafchin. Meaning my dogs don't bark. Meaning my voice is schwach. I can't bark. It won't be heard. So drashi koyle ani nishma. Utchaynoy loy teichenin. My teeth don't grind anymore. So gemol be Rav Amri in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Adlo avidno bochishno. Zogdrashi, ma shaloi ovad mimeni, ani mefashfesh. Mi roiv zikna, ani hoilich shochuach, umenanea, venir kemish mevakish dino anevadloi. I'm all hunched over, I'm bent over. It appears like I'm searching for a lost coin. Adelo avidno bechishno. What I didn't lose, I'm searching for. Meaning, I look bent over as if I'm searching for something. Zogdimov, and that's again, that's the old age. Zogmo tani rabbi yesh bakis moimel. Tava tre mitlas. It's better to have two legs than three. Have a cane is a third leg. It's better not to have a cane, which is a third leg. Zog du mora, vailo lechado de ozlo veloy asio. Vailo, meaning woe upon those that are azlo veloy asio. Zog du mora, mahi, what is that referring to? They go and they don't return. Omer avchizdi yankuso, young age. Me'anu urim, they leave us, but they don't return. There's no turning back the clock. Kios Ravdimi Omar, Yankusa Klila de Vardo, young age, youth is compared to a Klila de Vardo, is like a crown made out of roses, good fragrance that it emanates. Savuso, old age, is Klila de Chilfo, is like a Klila de Chilfo, Sogdrashi Ortiash, which is something that is not a pleasant smell. So it's comparable to something that's not pleasant. Zog de Gemara, Tone b'shmeder ha-meyer, doik b'chakei, meaning chew one's food, doik, be chew b'chakei with your teeth, v'tishkach b'nigrei, and if meaning if you eat and you chew and you eat a lot, so then tishkach b'nigrei, you'll realize that your pace, your walking will be stronger. You'll be able to go easier. Because food, after all, Zog Rashi, Echol Harbe, Betimtza Achila, Bepsios Echo, Sheyichazi Kochocho. You need strength to be able to function, to eat, to walk, I mean. So if you eat, the more you eat, the more you'll be able to walk. Zog the Gemara Shenemal, V'nizba Lechem, V'niye Tovim, V'ro Lo Ro'inu. Because we ate, and we satiated, we surveya, so Mele Ro Lo Ro'inu. We don't feel the old age catching up. Omalei Shmuel Rav Yudah, Shinano, smart one, Shrei Shakoich, meaning, open up your mouth, open up your bag, va'ayil, and enter in their food, va'ayil lachmecha, meaning eat when you're younger, ad aboyin shnin, until the person turns 40, mechlem ma'ayil, food helps a person. However, mikan ve'elach, after 40, meshti ma'ala, then drinking helps a person. So are those that stelt to the Sifri, the Drosha, there's a gears in the Sifri, of mio ish ayorev racha leivov, is aboyim shnin. Others have a girsa that it's really shishim, ben shishim shona. But if it's aboyim shnin, so mio ish ayorev racha leivov, so emela the shtia helps a person to remove the racha leivov, meaning the pacha that a person has. That's the shtia, that's ad, after aboyim shnin. Others refers to Torah, meaning till a person is 40 years, you should be memali kesoi b'shasu poiskim. When you reach 40, so you can be oisik in drinking, which refers to yayin, which is divrei agoda, kabbalah, sodis haTorah, like the shach taka paskins in Yoredeya, in Resh Mem Vav, that kabbalah a person can only learn after the age of 40. Aboyim lebino, meaning ad aboyim shnin michle mala. That's Torah, Shas and Poiskim, Mikan ve'elach, Mishter Malo. That's already Soris HaTorah. Zog Dimora Omlahu Guzo. A Guzo is a Soris, which was a Tzduki. He told Reb Shua ben Korcho, Omlahu Guzo, Reb Shua ben Korcho, Mehocho le Kachino Kamehava. What's the distance from here until Korcho? Kachino. He wanted to make fun of Reb Shua ben Korcho. So he called, I guess, it was, because he was a Kereach, he was bold. So he said, how far is it from here to Korcho? Now, the Mefarshim explained there's a place called Kachino. He wasn't Stam saying it, but it was a pun intended to insult him. Omar Leis, Reb Shua told him back, Kimehocha leGuzayno, like from here until Guzayno, a place called Guzayno, which refers to the name of the Soris. The Soris is Guzo. So from here till the Soris, so to speak. Zog the Gemara, Omar Leis, Duki, Barcho Karcho Baalbo. Baruch HaKacha, a goat that's bold, is course for dinner. He meant to be makin to him and tell him he's like a goat, not like a sheep. A sheep has tzemer, has wool. A goat doesn't. So you're like a bold, like a goat, a bold goat. It's course only for dinner. Omalei, so Bishu told him that. Ikra shlifa betamyo. A seh, that's an okur, is eight dinner. It's called both for eight. So he basically told him that he compared him to a soris. He hinted him the fact that he's a soris. Zog demal chazia de loisayim mesane. The tzduki saw that Rabbi Shua wasn't wearing his shoes. Either it was in Yom Kippur, Tishabov, as I stated in my show, or the Yavit says because he had a wound on his foot, so he wasn't wearing shoes. Because Be'etzim the Gemara says in Kuf Choftes, lo'olam yim kodom, koyres beisav yigach menalim l'ragloi. So why was he walking barefoot? So he says because it was some type of oinus that he couldn't go with shoes. So he told him, Al-Koponim, Chazia de loisai mesani, he wasn't wearing shoes. Omale, so the Tzduki told him, the alsus melech, someone who rides a horse is a king. The alchamor, someone who rides a donkey, ben chorin, is a free man. Ude menale beragloi, and someone who has shoes is by inish, he's a mensch. You're not even that. The loiho, and someone who is neither, meaning you don't ride a horse or a donkey or you have shoes. The chofer v'kovet aminei, someone who's buried 6 feet under, is better than that. Omar Leisav, Shua told him back, guzo guzo, soris soris, tlas amaltali, tlas shamato, meaning you told me three things, and three things you heard from me. Hadras ponim, meaning zokon, someone who has a hadras ponim is a beard, and since you're a soris, you don't have a beard. Simchas leiv, joy is isha. You can't get married, you're a soris. And Nachlas Hashem, bonim, that's someone who has bonim, and all three of these things you are not able to accomplish. Boruch HaMokim Shemanacha Mikulam, blessed is the Eibishter, Boruch the Eibishter, that what? That he prevented you, that you don't have any of these three things. Omar Leis, so the Tzuki told him, Karcha Mitzuyono, you bold one, are you coming to fight with me? Omar Leis, Ikra Shlifa Techocho, you soris, are you coming? You came to be Misafkech with me. I'm just answering back. Kamayim ponim al ponim. The Vasha explains the connection this Gemara to the previous Gemara that talks about Yimei Zikna is because he was telling him that you're a Balmum. The Tzduki was telling him, Shua ben Korcha, you're a Balmum, you're a Kareach, you're bold. So he said, no, this is not a Mum. a zaken turns bald. That's not a mum. Mashekin is soris, that's a real mum. But a connection to the Gemara's is the amazing. No. Zok the Gemara, Omale Rebbe Reb Shimon Mechalafto, Pne Malo ik balnu ponecho. When you come to us, beregel, Kedech Shik Bila Avarisal Avisecho. Just like my forefathers, my parents came to your parents. Meaning, Rebbe told Reb Shimon Mechalafto, why didn't you come? Now, really, he meant to say, just like Reb Shimon, your father came to my father. So he said that opposite. He said, Kedech Shik Bila Avois Alav Isecho. Like Rashi says, was Derech Hanova, because Rebbe was a Nossi, and his father was also a Nossi. Rebbe Yudan Nossi, and his father, his grandparents, Reb Shimon Gamliel, they were all Nesiim. So your father, meaning Reb Shimon Mechalafta, your father came to visit my father. But he said, "Bederech Hanova," Zok Rashi, "Kedech Shibgila Avoy Salav Esecho." Zok Mark upon him, he reprimanded him. Why don't you come? Rebbe told Reb Shimon Mechalafta, "Why don't you come to visit me in Regel?" Omar Lois, Reb Shimon Mechalafta answered, "Sloyim Nasu Gvoyim," meaning little pebbles on the road to come to your home appeared like large mountains. I can't climb mountains because of age. Koyvim Nasu Gchoykim, meaning things that seemed amol close to my house, near, today they seem very distant. Mishtayim nasu shalosh. I can't go with two legs anymore. I need a cane. Umesim shalom bebayis, bottle. The mesim shalom bebayis, the eva tashmish is bottle. Meaning I'm old, so maybe I can't come. The Yavit says, he was telling him that I can't leave my home because of it'll cause feud and friction with my wife. And eva tashmish is bottle, so I can't be mefayiser either. So that's why he told him he couldn't come. Zok Gemara weiter the Psukim in Keheles that talk about the Zikna. V'sugud lo sayim bashuk. Zok Gemara v'sugud lo sayim elu nekovim shel adam. These are the nekovim of a person. They become close up. B'me'a Zikna, it's harder to relieve oneself. B'shval koil atachano. Because it became weaker. The coil of the richayim of the tachano. Meaning, b'shvil kul kavon. The intestines of a person, the b'nei ma'ayim, she'ena toichna, doesn't grind your food as well. V'yokum la'koyla tzipar, zog demora shafilu tzipar menal toy, even a small bird, it awakens him, it's hard for him to sleep at night, menal to mishnosoy, zog demora, v'yishachu kobnois ashiu, afilu kol sorim v'shorois, doimis olav keshucho, even pleasant music, pleasant voices sound like coil of sicha. That's not pleasant. So my hearing is not what it used to be. Zogdi Gemara. V'af Barzilai Hagilodi Omele David. Barzilai Hagilodi told David HaMelech. Ten Shmoy Nim Shono Noichayoyim. I'm 80 years old. Ha'eda Ben Toiv L'ra. I can't differentiate. My mind is not as sharp as it used to be. Mikan Shedaito Shaskeni Mishtanois. The das of skenim amishtanis, the older they get, and it can be differentiate skenim amratzim. The Gemara is going to say soon. Between tovin ra, im yitam avdechos hashoichal besasher eshte, I won't be able to taste it. What a difference when it comes to food. Because this is saying shal skenim misraptois, their lips are misraptois, they're misbakois, they split, they slit. There's a slit in them, so to speak, because they don't have any more the same feelings to taste when it comes to macholim. Im esh ma'oid b'kol shorim v'shorois. I can't differentiate and hear anymore the songs of koil of shorim v'shorois. Mikan shos neim shos kenim iskabdois. The old age causes that they don't hear as well anymore. Zog mo omgav barzila agilodi shakra hava. He was a shakra when he said this. Da yamso dava be rebi. There was an amso, there was a maidservant in the house of rebi. Bas tishin v'tartishin. She was 92 years old, and she used to taste the food, the tafshilim, before it was served, even though she was very old. So Barzila Agilodi that said that he lost his taste. So that's a sheker. We see that 92-year-old does taste it even in Azur Rebbe, before it was served. He was shot to bezima. That's why he was taka zokin muflig, because he was shot to bezima. But it doesn't mean he was a shaker. It could be it's true what he said. He wasn't a shaker, and by him, taka he lost his taste. But the amser devei rabbi was able to taste the food before it was served.
The older they get,
more chachma is bestowed upon them. They get smarter the older they get. So the Mefarshim explained this based on the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, that because their guf becomes weaker, so mele the koichas haguf, be'etzem the guf is misnagit to the nefesh. But so a Talmud Chacham, when the guf becomes weaker, so fakert, so his nefesh becomes stronger. Because the guf usually is menage to the nefesh. But once the guf gets weaker, it doesn't clash as much as it used to be na'arusam. So mele fakert, the Chacham nitoisev behem. Because the nefesh gets stronger and stronger because the guf is not being fighting against it. So that's why it calls manche maskinin Chacham nitoisev is behem. Now, at the same time, we had the Gemara's before that said that Yemein Urim, you have to utilize, that's not a stira. That means the Yemein Urim, you have to utilize and taka learn as much as possible because the Koyach HaChidush is harder when you're older. So the Koyach to learn new things and be Mechadish is when you're younger. So that taka, like the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Haloimid Yeled Lamau Doime Ledioik Suval Niachodosh. So Mele, there's a mile in an Arusoi. But this Mezik Nusoi, it won't have the guf being the choymer being combating and working against the nefesh. So again, Zok the Gemara, Tanya Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi Yomer Tamil Chomer Kol Zman Shemaskinin Chochma Nitosefes Behem Shenemar Bishishim Chochma Vayich Yomim Tevuna Bishishim is Loshen of Yishishim. Older people over there you find Chochma and Tevuna VeAmi Oretz Kol Zman Shemaskinin Tipshun Tosefes Behem. The older they get, the more tipshim they become. Shenema meisil, sofol and emonim, v'tam skenim yikoch. The Hebrew takes the time of skenim. The shikul adas. So Rashi says, because it's a steer in the psukim. V'tam skenim yikoch, v'akochoch, midikoshu koya adodi, chad mitukim v'chachomim, v'chad mitzikne ashuk. Want to talk about Amagatsim? We see over Yashiv. The older he got, he was 102 years old. He was learning with the Sedarim, with the Hasmoda, and the Koyach HaChidush, even at the age that he was, advanced age of over 100 years old. And other Gedolim, we might see, calls man shemaskinim chochmoni teisefes behem. Zog the Moravite, the Pesukim in Kehela state, gam migovoya yirou. Zog the Moravite, shafilu gafshushis, even a little mound, ktano gafshushis, a small mound of dirt, is doimel of kari horim, seems like the Himalayas, seems like very tall mountains. He's worried he's going to trip. V'atachtim baderech. What does that mean? Shebisho shemahalach baderech, nasaloi tvohim. Meaning he has all types of fears. When he's walking, maybe he's going to fall. V'ayinoei tzashoket. Meaning, zukliboises. That's referring to the limb that a person has. Zagrashi, the yerach, takua by boilet, the limb starts to extrude. It comes to come out because of zikna. So it's protruding out because of his zikna. Zukli boy says, Zokti Gemara, vayistabel haichogov elu agovois. That's referring to the person's agovois. That also they become drooping down. That's referring to the Eved Tashmish. That's his battle b'ziknusoi. Zok the Gemara, Rav Kahana, the posik sidro kamed Rav. When Rav Kahana was learning these psukim in front of Rav, kimota laikro, when he came to this posik of a tofer Rav Yoino, which the Gemara says zuchemdo, that it is battle the Eved Tashmish, the Taiva of Tashmish b'ziknusoi. So when he read this posik of a tofer Rav Yoino, nogid v'isnach, so Rav gave a krechts. Omar, so Rav Kahana said, "Shabamino, botale chemde de Rav must be this battle the chemde of Rav, the taiva, the taiva zatashmish of Rav. So is this nenach? Is the nenach can be kind of mitzvah oino or the shalom bais like we said before in the Gemara? Zog the Gemara of Rav Kahana, my dichsev ki Omar vayehi zu isha. Meaning, beetzem it's only exerus a kosuf that a person is misaver for an isha because." Be'etzem, she's Me'usa. Hutziva v'yamayit elu bonim. The reason why this gzeir is in order to have children. Zogimo, tono isha chemas mole tzoya. Her guf is be'etzem, is like a sack of tzoya. U'pio mole dam. Because that's the pio. Talking about the makom elva is mole dam because of dam nidus. But still, even though it be'etzem, it doesn't make sense. Hakol rotzin achel But lemaisa, that's old gzeiros hamelach. The Eibishter made a gzeira like that in order to tziva v'yamoid to have bonim. Zogdi gemara ki hoylech odem al beis olamoy. Shteit aposkin keles that a person goes to beis olamoy. Om Reb Yitzchok Malamech called tzadik v'tzadik noisin loy modo lefi kvoidoy. He gets in a boat in Gan Eden lefi kvoidoy. That's called beis olamoy. Zogdi gemara shalom melech shenichasu v'avodav liir. A melech and his avodim enter a city shenichnosin kulon. When they entered, all enter one entrance. But when they go and retire for the night, every person gets the abode to sleep. That's proper and it's befitting for him. So to the tzaddikim losid lovoi, they might enter in one Gan Eden, but lemaisa everyone gets a different mother. Zok digamor v'om Rabbi Yitzchok ma'idichsev ki ayaldus va'ashachus hovel. That Yaldus and Shachis is Hevel, what does that mean? Dvorim Shalom Oisa Bialdusoi. The Tashmish that a person does Bialdusoi. Mashkirim Ponov Leziknusoi. It's Matish, Matish Koichoi Beziknusoi. Zog the Gemara Vom Rabbi Yitzchok, Kosher Rimo Lemeis. A Rimo, the Telaz, the bugs, are kosher for a mace. Is like what? Kemachad b'psar chai, like a needle that a person feels in living flesh. Shenemar, like it says, the pasuk in Iyov, ach b'soray olav yichav, that even after misa, b'soray yichav, he feels the pain that's inflicted on the basar. So some explain that the neshama feels the tzar for the goof that he's 6 feet below. But lemaisa, others are mechiyach that it means dvam kepshuton, that the mace is margish, the etzim kerima, and he feels it like a machat b'bosrachai. Zok the Gemara, Omer Avchiz, the nafsh alod misabelis olov kol shiva, a person's nefesh is misabel on him kol shiva. Like we're saying, the nefesh feels for the goof. Shenem av nafsh olov teovel uksiv v'yas loviv evel shivas yomim. Meaning that Yosef made an evel shivas yomim for his father. So it's coming to show us that an ovel remembers the nefesh, meaning the avelis is for 7 days. So we are also nafsha shalom misabela zolov kol shiva. The nefesh is misabel. The neshom is misabel for the goof, even though it was zoicha bechayusoy to the Torah mitzvahs, but now it goes lamokim rima v'saleya. The neshom is not. The neshom goes up to the kisei hakoved. It goes up to the place that he was created. Masha'enkein the goof is not. So nafsha shalom misabelas taka on the goof. Zok the gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda, meis she'ein lo menachmim. If you have a meis that didn't leave any children that are misabel on him, there's no menachmim. So holchin asor b'nei odom v'yoshmim koymoy. 10 people go and sit, and they sit in the place of the meis, and taka in the place that he died, because that's taka where the neshama parted. So d'ashi b'mokim she'meishom. That's the Indian taka. The person sits shiva. He sits in the place. That the place of the tzias neshama, and that's where takim b'mokim shemes. So even when he has no avelim, so hasorah many of them come and sit on their behalf, so to speak. So the mashal says, just like the gemara said, nafsha shel odem misabelis olav. So you have to be misabel, you have to be menachem, you have to be menachem the meis, even though there's no avelim. You're menachem the meis, just like the nefesh is misabelas olav kol shiva on the meis. So within the living people that come, the 10 people are being menachem the meis itself. And this goes very good with the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam Hilchos Avel, that nichum avelim is a gemilas chesed imachayim v'mameisim. You're doing gemilas chesed with the people that are singing shiva, the avelim, and also with the meisim. The meis itself, you're being goyim al chesed imoy when you come to be menachem the avelim. So who are there is no krovim, there's a Indian of Asar b'nei Odom that are Yoishrin over there and being Menachem the Meis. L'maisa l'halocha, it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch that 10 people come and for 7 days and they sit in the home and people are miskabits over there. Shinah involved in Yoredeya. Clearly Shulchan Aruch says like that. But l'maisa l'ramos says the meaning is we don't fear like that. But it's brought down that l'maisa we are mispalel, try to get a minion in the house of that Meis at least during the Shiva. Zok the Gemara Maisa, who the Shochir b'Shvivusa, the Rav Yehuda v'lohoyla menachmim. There was a person that was nifta in the neighborhood of Rav Yehuda, and there were no menachmim, there were no avelim. Zok the Gemara Kufnun Beis Amud Beis, Kol Yoima, all the days of the Shiva, Sime Avelas, have a dovah Rav Yehuda be'asora. Rabbi Yudah used to speak and gather 10 people over there in the home for Yosef Duchdei, and he made them sit over there in the house of the mace. Lachashivas Yomim is Chazalebit, and he wanted to have a Nechoma for the mace. So Gemara Lachashivas Yomim is Chazalebit Chalmed Rabbi Yudah. This mace came in a dream to Rabbi Yudah, Va'omale, Tonuach Daitcho, Shenachtas Daiti. You were going to me in Nachas Guach, the fact that you did that. We'll stop over here at the top of Kufnun Beis Amud Beis.